Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so mixtapes coming up. Bonus hour after us. Reminder, Pac-12 Championship, 7 o'clock, all stations. ESPN 680, 105.7, 93.9, The Ville. Strebel's going to a birthday party.
I am going to a birthday party.
So how about that?
Yeah, a little Nerf gun birthday party.
Look at that.
These are the fancy knobs people, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. You're going to have a good time.
I am. A little pizza, a little cake,
a little bell of the ball, a little beer. I know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah,
I like that.
Time. Yeah.
I like that. All right, so let's jump into it, Jack. What would you say? Who's the winner here? Just the callers? Or I mean, I don't know. It doesn't feel like we had the Issel missiles this week either.
There's a couple Issel drops. But yeah, no, they're not a big missile this week. It's... just Governor's Cup wins the day.
I think that's good enough. Let's hit the open and let's get it going on a Friday. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so hello, ladies. This is Crean's Mixtape.
All right, let's go. First sound, fire it away.
Dexter says blank pulled a Bobby 2.0 and gave up on his team. Yeah, well.
I don't like being in Lexington.
I don't like going to Lexington.
If it's not going well, I'm not sticking around Lexington. I'm done with it. I don't like going there.
You don't leave games early, though. You pride yourselves. I don't leave games early.
Unless it's in Lexington. I don't want to go. I don't want to be there. I didn't want to show up. I don't want to be there in any way, shape,
or form.
Were
people mean to you, or what happened?
Nothing, no.
Where people mean to you.
They proved that they belong tonight, but they also proved that they didn't have quit in them. I mean, they could have folded when they went down 26-7, and they fought back and even had a chance to score there at the end. But we'll take a lot of positives. I'm not into moral victories, but
they got our number right now. I mean, it sucks. We're not happy about it, but you're right. I mean, Sat's got a good recruiting class. He'll get that extension, and I think it's deserved.
Hey, is this offensive coordinator the right guy? Do we have the right assistants for him? And then B, if he gets the extension, which I think he deserves, because we've got momentum going right now, and I like the way we're going. How long should that extension be?
I think we're going to be fine. Go Cards.
Last year, it seemed like, different weight classes and some guy just smacking you around in your backyard. That was terrible. That was absolutely, damaging. Nick. That was rough. This year, you still lost on the Cards comfortably. But you didn't get knocked out, and you were at least in the same weight class. And again, is that a moral victory? Yeah.
You know, everyone says I'm Big Blue Nicky and everything, but I mean, I'm pulling for the.
It's a
I'm
joke.
Pulling. I know, yeah, I know. Like, my L's are firmly
you.
Up.
Yeah, everybody knows you like Louisville.
Yeah. So no, it was.
Well, what else was rough? What about your personal life?
I'm more upset about the Clemson loss than UK. Huh? I mean, I hate to say that. That is such a loser mindset. I understand that. Is that a moral victory? Yeah.
I think they made
progress. I think you can credibly say this: the recruiting class is progress. The team was better than a year ago. There were no complete washouts against teams where you had no business playing that way. You know, nothing like that. I think maybe the disappointment is just sort of playmakers disappearing at the end of the year. They really could have used Tyon Evans today. And even though Chris Rodriguez ended up, you know, with a game, they didn't just run over Louisville nonstop. In fact, I think I remember a couple of Kentucky folks that I like, you know, saying, here's where Louisville's defense quits. And
who
they
do you
didn't.
Like, Ennis? Who do you like?
To their
name them.
Daryl Bird.
Name them.
I think they showed they belonged out there. They needed some run support to mix sports, and Louisville's defense didn't get it in this one. They didn't get it in a couple of games.
Thought about watching the game, and I watched it for a few minutes, and I thought, you know, I think I'm just going to take a nap. I don't want to make myself feel worse than I already feel, so I'm just going to take a nap. And I woke up, and I thought, yep, I'm glad I took a nap.
I just don't think they're that good. If he comes back here, you're going to get basically the same thing that you're getting with Satterfield. So why not just let him keep maturing the team, keep growing it? And as Paul said, you know, if you just outlast everybody else, your guy is going to help, you know, grow that team and become better.
I think we need to go to West Lafayette and get Brian Brohm in here and get him to try to develop a quarterback and an offense. The offense is where we're lacking, I believe.
I don't think this man knows how to recruit the proper people like Howard did, especially the year we beat Alabama.
Howard.
So look at that team and what we have now.
Howard Schnellenberg.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call there. Thank you.
It's year four, and we had no hope that we could even beat Kentucky on a down year or even beat Clemson on a pretty much a down year. They didn't have a quarterback all year. They've been playing basketball.
A down year for them.
Yeah.
I don't really see a lot of things to bring the guy back outside of maybe we might get a pretty good recruiting class. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it, man.
I'm not calling for the man's job or anything. Am I right when I just say, we just don't like him? I don't know. As a fan base, it's just kind of like, we're trying to like you. I'm just kind of like, yes, I like the recruiting. I don't hate the product.
Let's just say he hasn't captivated the fan base.
Yes. Kind of, again,
you went extreme.
Martinez, sensible salad. It's kind of what it feels like.
You went extreme.
And then you go into your rivalry game and you don't feel like you ever have a shot. I mean, it's just kind of like, nah. Welcome to Middays with Marcus Maven, you know. You know, Louisville had a pretty good season. I think you're going to win some games here going forward. You just don't want the Kentucky game as much as they do. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
It's been idiot hour on your all show with these guys calling in. That's saying that needs to go.
Let's just call it passionate and frustrated hour, okay?
That's what I am, passionate about this football team. Right. That's why I'm not ready for us to start all over again, lose the greatest class that's ever been assembled at Louisville, and this is why I'm going to tell you why. So you need to go ahead and extend Satterfield, and know everybody's, shut the hell up right now. But he needs to be extended because we need to keep the assistant coaches in.
No. Satterfield's had his time here. He's one game away from being mediocre again this year, and we act like he's had a great year, and poor Scott, let's keep him. Let's see what the new recruits do. No.
Yes.
The guy's a mediocre coach. Come on, let's say it. He's a mediocre coach. It's not the fans' fault. It's not the guys on the radio's fault. It's not, you know, the concession stand's fault. The guy's not putting out the product. He's not putting out the product. And Marcus said, you got to win games and people will come. I mean, that's, you know, step 101. That's page one in the book. He's not winning games.
We don't have many good players on our team. He's not recruiting well.
Oh, come on.
And
all right, hang up.
He's making
hang up.
A
hang up. Hang up. I'm sorry. Like, it was all fine. It just sounded like a script. Like, that's not true. Like,
I'm sick and tired of losing to Kentucky. I mean, Will Levitt is not a world beater. He's not.
And he wasn't today, by the way, 11 of 19.
And that's what I'm saying. The defense did enough. The defense actually showed up and did enough. But the offense, I was sold 4 years ago that Satterfield is this offensive guru. Look what he's done. It's just been worse. You had the first year that it was, you know, that surprised a lot of people, and then lackluster, lackluster, lackluster. Malik has regressed, and Brock Doman is your backup.
I'm tired of losing this rivalry.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I hate it.
You're taking a bad, Jack.
It is driving me crazy.
Some are.
Football was always kind of our thing. Yes, we are a basketball school, but Kentucky is also a basketball school, and we will trade jabs back and forth, and we will do our thing. But football was our thing. Like, that was our thing, and we've lost it right now. And I, being a football fan first, it's driving me insane.
The Elsdown thing just drives me up a tree.
Well, now
I don't know why. Barry and Brown was back to return a punt and was given the L's down out on the field. And come on, people. Just enjoy
that's
your
right,
success.
Paul. It's that is, that's ball. Right. He immortalized it that year when he went to the midfield against Stoops. But you're right. It's an epidemic now. Every person on the Jumbotron, you're contractually obligated. Exactly.
L's down forever.
L's down forever. Thank you, Jason.
Hey, is Scott Satterfield still working, fools?
No, he is not. So he's bad. Working he his way so back on the big red buses that were going to come to Lexington and beat Kentucky. And oops, that didn't happen either. Boy, I'm having a great time here in Liquor Bar Studio watching all the U of L fans cry on Twitter and do silly bleep on Twitter because they're so mad that they built their hopes up once again that Scott Satterfield could have the cojones to beat Mark Stoops in a football game, and once again, he can't do it. Once again, Kentucky wins the football game because that's what happens. Look, Louisville and Scott Satterfield try to do the thing early in the game. They tried to be tough. They tried to be physical. They tried to mix it up. And it didn't work. It didn't work. It is what it is. That's your team. Ruffalo is the MVP of the game. How perfect is that? How absolutely perfect is that? There are some Louisville fans out there that are being complete babies right now on Twitter. Complete babies. I'm talking personal attacks. I'm talking cussing at UK, doing all this stuff. Sit in it. Y'all sit in it. You lost again. Throw your little temper tantrum on Twitter and then ride back home up 65 and then sit in it the rest 64. Of the night.
Yeah,
I have no sympathy for people like you. Any wins that you have in the ACC is fool's gold. You're still not as physical as Kentucky.
Fool's gold.
You're not. Kentucky's offensive line hasn't been good all season, but they were to run the clock out and mow you down in the second half.
James, you're guilty of this too.
What'd I do?
You devastated Kentucky when they lost to South Carolina without Levis.
Yeah.
Pour into them, okay? And I did too, to be honest. Well, how you like me now, ACC? How you like South Carolina now, James? They're not. They beat Tennessee and South and the tough Clemson Tigers. Oh, the Clemson Tigers, 40 in a row at home. ACC is nothing but the junior league. Let's just tell it like it is.
Yeah. That's what I said earlier. ACC.
They By the suck. Way, this Marcus defense, mo, ya, la, la, we wouldn't have heard any of the linemen or linebackers' names if they didn't start the game off introducing them. But I right now can tell you every member of their secondary because they made every tackle. That's how far back in the backfield we were every time.
Yep.
The vaunted defense, the great ACC. We got the defensive player of the year. Ya-ya, mo-mo, moo-moo, ra-ra. I don't know who all they got. Got nicknames for all them clowns out there that they got on the field.
I don't take much pride in losing to a team that just lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost to a team that's 4-4 in the SEC, and you think there's improvement? I didn't see it.
I got to apologize to South Carolina and Vanderbilt, man, what I said last post-game show, man. Louisville sucks, for real.
Yeah.
I said that Louisville was better than them two teams. Nah. What I saw today, man,
They still hot garbage. Even though, man, if you looked at the game, the play calling was still crap.
Yeah.
And we didn't put out a great product, and we still beat their ass, man. Straight up. I mean, that's how it is. That's how it's going to be.
We went out and did what big brothers do to little brothers. We went out in the yard.
Of course,
we pushed them around. We rubbed their face in the mud. When they tried to get back up, we knocked their ass down. And you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the rummage and the blank tears, and I'm going to drink them up. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. You bums. Go find a better team. L's down forever. Forever. Love you, Rig.
That's a great call.
That's a good call.
He messed up the dismount, but otherwise,
it
I mean, that
solid,
guy.
Yeah.
That guy nailed that call.
Yum, like a yum, yum.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the two names where they do all the names, Jack, that's got to be a rejoin.
It's awesome.
It's so effing BBN, man.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Keep it coming.
And I keep hearing Scott Satterfield's not built for this rivalry. No, the University of Louisville football program is not built for this rivalry. They're not big enough. They're not fast enough. They're not strong enough. This is wash, rinse, and repeat football. We watched this. They got whooped up front. That vaunted front seven that was going to sack us and be in our backfield and tackles for loss and all that, they were getting pushed back, and Chris Rodriguez ran over and rushed out like he does each and every year. What they need to do is come sit on Daddy Stoops' lap and tell him what he wants, for what they want for Christmas, and for him to quit recruiting big, strong, fast football players because they can't hang.
It sucks for them because their basketball team sucks, their program sucks. But, hey, it's a great day in the Commonwealth. Go Big Blue. Louisville sucks. Oh, hey, and also, man, do me a favor.
Yeah.
When you get off, call Blake and Baker and ask him if Oprah is still going to show up. Because I'm waiting for Oprah to show up and just start handing them extensions like he said earlier today. You get an extension, you get an extension. Please give that man another extension.
Yes.
Come around.
Water's wet, fire's hot, and we kick the crap out of U of L every year.
Oh.
That score is no indication of just how bad that game was. Derby, they didn't have a prayer
water's
from the
wet.
Minute we got up nine. They were done.
You had two quarterbacks you used today. Neither one of them are any good. They're just not. And there's development issues there.
You bums make me sit down on Floyd Street. You got that ass handed to you again. What a glorious, great day this is in Crestwood, Kentucky. Your school makes me sick. Your fan base makes me sick. Your colors make me sick. Your generic football team makes me sick. Go to hell, you bums. You just got scooped up again. Woo!
Yeah, there we go, Luther.
Got scooped up again.
There we go, Luther. The Strebel wins the sound. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680-1057 here on this Friday. Jackie boy, keep them coming.
I love you, man. I do really. You got to get out of Sweeney's lap and stand up with Issel. Because there's all the only two down there that fights that whole broom closet infested full of roaches down there, okay?
Okay. So they're going to cuss and throw a fit and do personal attacks. Y'all sit in it, and you're stuck with Satterfield. How about that? Stuck with him.
Louisville and Scott Satterfield is not built for this rivalry.
They're not.
There he is.
They're not built for it. Sat wants no part of it. The main reason I called is the end of the first half, Stoops has got to stop this gutless football. That was gutless.
You're not going to give him some Mark Stoops contract, you know, whatever.
Goodness
gracious. I hear people around Lexington I talked to at the game. They were like, I don't know why we're paying them this much. You know?
They have like the weakest not out of conference schedule. It's like Akron and EKU and some other no name. And it's like, okay, good. Pay a guy almost $9 million a year and you give him three layups a year?
I mean, I'm in a suite with all these guys from Kentucky fans, and it was great. I think we were near Calipari's
leaving.
They all have the names on it. It said La Familia. So I'm assuming that was Calipari's suite.
I just don't want
to
be there.
People were nice to me. I had a couple of people that recognized me from like, hey, you're back here, you know. And then the funny thing that happened to me, I will say this. Kentucky has a lot of... They got a lot better traditions than we do. I mean, they get a much longer head start. It's a state school. They've been tailgating for a long time. So their tailgates, you know, you give them the check mark there. Even after the game, I guess they wait. There's a bunch of people that wait for the team to come out of the tunnel. And by the way, Commonwealth Stadium is... I hadn't been there in so long. I mean, I hadn't been there since the club section was invented. It is fantastic. Now, I found the hole in the Death Star. That's a lie.
It's very long and skinny.
Oh. I couldn't wear Hollister pants.
Hell yeah.
This man talks escorts. I'm the good one.
Hooker.
Oh, give me that one again. Is that Dan Issel?
Hooker.
Mm. Keep him coming on ESPN Hooker. 680.
He slipped in and then he was out. Just real quick, he was out. You want to come on to this show and talk to me? I don't want to talk about you. How about that? I'll talk Satterfield 365.
Texter says KP and his guys are just snake bit. That's a jab at me. That's what I like to say.
Well,
the snake bit thing. Yeah. If a team, you know, loses a lot of close games, just snake bitten or things don't go their way.
Look, they had
snake bitten.
Yeah,
yes.
and they were behind the eight ball with recruiting.
Kenny Payne didn't want to talk to us in the summer. He didn't want to talk to us in the fall. So we don't really need to talk about it now.
No, so I can't do this all winter.
I know.
So I'm not going to watch the Kentucky game.
Yeah. You needed this. This has been pent up.
Yes.
This has been pent up.
You either do your job or I'll do something else. This is how this works.
You're going to do something else. Yes.
If
Mark Blankenbaker is making this choice, he is. I mean, when you've lost Mark Blankenbaker, you've lost America.
Oh no!
I do not want to go to the Louisville, Kentucky basketball game. Now, if we got some guards in the spring, if we got Tyrese Hunter or Malachi Smith or Amani Bates, if we hadn't stepped up to the plate and swung and missed on every single guard that Chris Beard may want, I mean, you know, when is it our turn at the bowl? All right, Kenny Payne, start eating first. All right, you know what happens to the runt of the litter?
Don't break the table.
He goes away. Chris Beard, he's eating your freaking lunch in recruiting. When is it your turn?
Feel better?
No.
No,
you're mad.
Players. It's the job.
You can't right now.
I know, but that's what's a little summer. And people told me I was freaking stupid. I didn't know basketball. Uh-huh. Are we going to go 0-for? We're going to 0-for because Kenny Payne's like, oh, is it my turn at the bowl? Can I get to the bowl? Is it my turn to eat? Yes, it's your turn. Go eat.
This has been inside you for a while. This has been
Louisville basketball. Yeah. You have so much playing time there. You want to come in and start right away? Come on, start right away. Nope. We put our feet up and didn't go to Spain. Passport still blank.
That's a good line.
So I can't do this all winter. I know. I'm not going to watch the Kentucky game.
Adolph Rupp couldn't win a basketball game with this roster. Now, you can blame Kenny for that, but the way he coaches has nothing to do with them being 0-7.
Oh,
I mean, watch the games, people. These kids can't play basketball. The only thing that is consistent in the Louisville basketball program is how bad they are.
That's right.
Adolph Rupp couldn't win a basketball game with this roster.
It's fantastic.
Most of us have heard about No Shave November. None of us thought that No Win November would be a thing. Alas, here we are. As your Louisville Cardinals lose yet again this year, falling to 0-7 on the season, winless in the month of November. Again, the worst record since 1940.
We're University of Louisville. We're being laughed at right now. And it's almost like this, Drew. How dare you come down here and don't do for us what you've done with the other universities in their winning program, in their history? How come you don't have that same urgency to do that for us? How dare you come here and not bring no recruits, nobody? How dare you not do your due diligence? We're in a state of emergency with our basketball program. It's a state of emergency. Forget your system. We don't even know what it looks like. Do a damn zone or something. Do something different. Put the players in the best situation. You know what? For this game, let's just do something. But your system ain't working. Not with these kids. I hope you lose every game.
Wow.
I hope
my
he loses every game.
My goodness.
Like the freaking UK offense that he runs, I really don't. I do not like it.
He is a Calipari made over, and I don't like it.
Oh.
I appreciate Calipari.
He is a Calipari made over, and I don't like it.
I appreciate Calipari.
Fire him.
Everybody buckle your seatbelt. I'm going to need a minute. I know the lines are busy, but, man, I need a minute. anybody that's going to sit here and call in tonight and say that this is acceptable or that this is something that we need to overlook or it's okay, they're losers, okay? And we don't need them in our program. I don't care if you played for the program and you think this way. I don't care if you sold 1,000 junior bacon cheeseburgers to people all over the country and you think this way. You're a loser. Get out of my program. You're not welcome here. This is a disaster. I know we got a board meeting tomorrow. Hopefully one of the things they talk about is our 0-7 basketball team that looks like a youth league team that can't throw the ball in bounds. You can call You're me right. out. You can call me whatever you want. The facts are the facts.
Who's the worst president that you think that we could do? Like, wrong answers only.
Biden? Oh, no. What?
Who's the worst president that you think that we could do? Like, wrong answers only.
Biden?
Oh, keep them coming on ESPN 680.
There was nobody in here that you trusted.
I don't know what y'all are going to do with this thing. The AD don't like the president. The president don't like the AD. Everybody's fighting. Nobody wants to. Like, what's going on here, man?
Now I'm nearly rocking with the Proud Boys.
Right.
Sweeney nailed it. He said, rebuild situation sounds good until you're in it.
I went deep into that.
And that's where, again, I come. This is where Micah Baker, after the show, is getting his checkup.
A little checkup,
see what's going on inside his mouth. I don't want to know.
I got to get off it.
He nearly has his penis taken off.
I know.
I admit right up front, I know absolutely nothing about soccer. And if I'm lucky, I'll keep it that way.
Of course. There it is. Of course, Jack. That was the most predictable thing you have ever played. I knew what was getting ready to happen before you even played it. And now I'm phlegmy. Keep them coming.
Who says great lyrics are dead? You can share it with a squirrel or give it to your girl. That's one for the ages right there.
Make no mistake about it. This is what it is. I mean, the millions of followers come because of the sexy pictures. And we're going to avoid the 600-pound gorilla in the room. I mean, she may have wonderful views on, you know, world economy and very interesting thoughts on the climate change. But the reason is she's pretty and she's fit and she's scantily clad and she knows how to, whoever is managing her, her
social media accounts, yeah.
Yeah.
She's also posting, you know, often, too.
Dude. Oh, Avery. Avery.
Dude. It's an effing robot, man. Y'all think Mark Stoops is a dope. I mean, y'all for years thought Mark Stoops was a dope and a clown and could not coach football. You have your miles ahead billboard on the way back from Lexington. You want to bring him, throw into everyone's face the modern rivalry record. Well, now Kentucky owns that too. They own the modern rivalry record. But you want to do all these things to try to bring, historically Kentucky might be better, but in the modern rivalry, we own your ass. Like, now you're saying you're throwing that all away.
Right,
you're
there.
Throwing that like all that. Away, and all you want to do now is, well, they ain't Stoops at the time. It's like, no, I wanted Mark Stoops fired until he turned it around and beat Lamar Jackson. That's the only thing that saved his butt, is that he beat Lamar Jackson and embarrassed y'all's ass and sent y'all packing instead of going to the Orange Bowl. That's what saved Mark Stoops' job that season. I had Drew Franklin on here on Twitter going, Memphis sounds nice this time of year. Bro, you booked a game in Atlanta, and you're telling me Memphis sounds nice?
For the Liberty Bowl.
Be quiet.
No, thank you for not saying shit.
I almost did. I stopped myself.
You're growing up as a radio host.
Stop it, Drew Franklin. You had to cancel an Atlanta room, and you're saying the Liberty Bowl sounds nice. Stop it. You led the charge for Atlanta. Don't be a bum.
The Liberty Bowl's embarrassing.
It doesn't sound nice. Memphis. December sounds nice.
Kentucky has to turn down the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, no, turn it down.
Will Levis.
If they do accept it, Will Levis, do not play. Will Levis, do not play in the Liberty Bowl. You understand me? Will Levis, do not play in the Liberty Bowl. Draw the line to the Tax Slayer Bowl. That's where you draw the line.
Whether it's the Liberty Bowl or the Las Vegas Bowl, and again, I'm really hoping for the Liberty Bowl in that case.
Oh, no.
Just to have the extra 2 weeks.
I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good. I mean, that's what this feels like at this point.
Right.
Where is World Wide West? I thought he was supposed to be all over the place.
Yeah, where's Uncle Wes? Where's Purvis? Where's Jerry Eves? Where's Blitz?
Well, hang on. You knew Purvis was not going to be around. There's a miracle they got him.
But where is everybody? You know, because they're all so mad at Chris Mack because guys miss a screen or miss a layup. I mean, where are y'all now? Where are y'all?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we did what you wanted. Where? Yeah. I mean, okay. What's the deal?
Yeah,
what's the deal? Watch the guys that we have committed. DeAndre Moore, I'm worried about. Adonijah Green, I'm worried about.
Oh, no.
All right, so last one, and we'll get out of here. Good job, Jack. Back at it Monday at 3 o'clock. Bonus hour next. Have a good night. Pac-12 championship game in an hour. Go ahead.
Twainy kept texting about Malik's legacy game. Legacy. You know what? That is Malik's legacy. Listen to Kentucky. You hear me, Sweeney? That is his legacy. You bum.